from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Our boss is
pretty cool,
is on top
man.
Of it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga. And I want to play a couple pieces of sound. This is from a game in November.
November.
The Minnesota Timberwolves were in town. Draymond Green did Draymond Green things. He ended up getting thrown out of the game. That was the fight with Gobert.
Oh, wow.
And the Warriors hung in there.
Okay.
Let's just listen to some of what Steve Kerr said after that game in November.
In order to win in the NBA, obviously you have to have talent, but you have to have energy. You have to bring something to the table life-wise, like joy-wise, energy-wise, competitiveness-wise. And that's what I watched tonight, you know, from the whole group. Clearly, Brandon has that. That's pretty obvious. And our fans have watched this team win 4 championships. They weren't won by, you know, a bunch of powders and wallflowers. They were won by gamers, competitors, guys who brought energy and joy and passion to everything. And that's what it takes. So that's what I'm looking for.
Wow.
There was somebody conspicuously absent there.
Wow. Man.
And I guess in that game, what, Pods had 23 and Kuminga had 5. Now, that's why we picked the game. But I'm going to play something else in a second. Let me get to this super chat by Ion. Pods is Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart smashed into one player. He does everything the three of them do, but his defense is most similar to Brunson. Ion is a huge fan.
I'm not mad at that. He said Dante DiVincenzo.
Hey, wow. Hey, Steve Kerr, you know, Draymond got kicked out tonight. You guys hung in there. Your young players did a nice job. Just talk more about it.
It was just an amazing performance by our guys to be so shorthanded and to fight and compete the way they did. It was just beautiful to watch. I give credit to Minnesota. They've probably been the best team in the league to this point. You know, number one defense. They've beaten a lot of good teams. And, you know, they took over in the fourth. Towns made some really big shots for them. And they held us to 18 points. So they earned it. But I couldn't be more proud of our guys. They just competed like crazy. And it was really fun to watch.
All right, so there he talked about the group as a whole.
And he got him 2 more years.
Are you ready?
Throw my socks off.
Are you ready for an unbelievable stat? I couldn't believe
Carter
this.
Carter and I and our guy, we'll tell
and
the
this
fans.
And this isn't, see, this is where.
Ken will tell.
This
Ken
is
will
where,
tell us.
Goo, I want you to look.
Be careful.
Forget me.
Yeah.
Forget me.
It's not hard to do.
Just look at this data. It was cold.
Yeah.
Look at this data, and what does it tell you? Last year, Brandon Pajemski averaged more minutes per game than Jonathan Kuminga. Brandon Pajemski played more last year than Kuminga. It was close, but Pods played 26.6 minutes per game last year, and Kuminga played 26.3. My point is this. Doesn't that tell you a little bit about Steve Kerr and what he thinks?
No doubt. And I could, again, we're not pitting these two against each other, because if the Warriors had their brothers, they would be, both of them would be the starting five, future two components of a future starting five. But with what you're saying, I wonder if Jonathan sees that or hears that and that bothers him. Not that he's worried about what's happening with Pods, but it speaks to his IQ, Pods, and his ability to fit in and get this offense and play the game longer than Kuminga's been playing. But I do wonder, you know, let's keep it real, Steiny. Kuminga went to the press two times. You could say, oh, he just was having a conversation. He went to the press about how he's being dealt with and his playing time. And I give him kudos. He just put the rat on the table and didn't give a damn what happened. And you know what happened? He took off. But that doesn't shock me as much as I think you thought. Pods is, he knows how to fit in.
So Pods, in year one.
And the GP2 injury, Steiny.
In year one.
You can't forget that.
Like Draymond wasn't suspended? Like Wiggins has been holding down the three at 40 minutes a game?
Yeah.
The bottom
line. That was
line,
a good one. That was a good retort.
The bottom line is Pods, in his first year, with 1 year of college experience, played more last year than Jonathan Kuminga, who's going to be entering his fourth year next year.
Huh?
All I'm saying is that might give you a little insight into the way the Warriors think. And you know what? It's not like we all haven't heard the fans. A lot of the fans say Kuminga should be playing more.
Oh, that's
been
not. Around for, no, I got you.
But he's not.
But this is the year for him, Steiny, I believe.
Well, last year was supposed to be the year for him.
Yeah, you're correct. But Lacob said he still had a good year. There was growth.
He did have a good year. But Pods played more than him.
Yeah.
Which is unreal to me. Unbelievable. So Steve Kerr, who's played no young guys for the most part since he took over the team. Pajemski's played more than any young player that's ever come through his system. And last year, Pajemski played more than Kuminga.
No, he is the poster.
I think they like him.
Yeah, okay.
I know Steve Kerr does.
Safe to say.
Exactly.
And so, kudos to the Pods.
Exactly.
How the hell you out-rebounded Kuminga? Or guys like that? Or just around the league?
I know
He's got heart.
Thank you.
And he knows what it takes to stay on the court. That's what high school coaches preach. When I coached St. Anne's, Eddie House, I used to say the same stuff to the kids.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carl. I mean, that goes back to my. I think the Warriors think that Kuminga is more of a project than a lot of us do. I think they think
that
he's still got a lot of growth.
Let me ask you this, Donnie. Can they be happy with where Kuminga's at, predicated on the project? Do you think that?
I think he's in a good. I like where Kuminga's at.
I don't like where he's at or the team. To where when Draymond was gone, you didn't take over and we didn't make the playoffs.
What do you mean?
I'm not blaming Kuminga, but if he was that dynamic, when Dre was out, that's when Kuminga could have took off. But he's always got a roadblock, man. Jump that we talk about, that we could see and we get flashes, was it so great that we could lean on him when Dre was out and we could make the playoffs? They didn't make the playoffs, and that's on everybody. But I think about what Curry's thinking about Kuminga.
I mean, when I look at last year, the young guys were not the problem, and that includes Kuminga. I don't think he was the problem. But here's the thing. Why couldn't Kuminga essentially supplant Wiggins? Why, after Wiggins was sleepwalking through half the year, why didn't Steve Kerr just say,
but
you know what, Kuminga's better?
You figured that.
I know.
Oh, okay.
And I'm giving you
the
answer.
He's not ready.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it. Like, that's what the team is telling me.
Mm.
So that's just kind of.
But if both of those guys could mesh and play together, the Warriors would have been, they would have been a problem, man.
Who?
Wiggins and Kuminga.
You think
they
could play together?
Remember there was that whole thing they couldn't play
together?
They
can't.
And then Dre made when he came back from the suspension, and you're thinking the what ifs. But those are two wings, man. They can do a lot.
They can do less than most wings in the entire league. The problem with Wiggins and Kuminga is they both have the same kind of strengths and the same kind of weaknesses. Neither rebounds.
That is wow.
Both of them are pretty good on the ball, very mediocre off the ball defenders.
Wow, man. And I get it. I see a yeah that I mean on the YouTube chat. Wiggins is way too inconsistent. I said, man, hello.
Yeah. Anyway, we were just batting this around because the funny thing is we played some of that sound about Tim McMahon of ESPN and Anthony Slater, and the boss was saying, wait a minute. You're telling me that Brandon Pajemski might hold up a deal. And we were talking about the word untouchable. And how many untouchables are there in the Bay Area right now?
Damn.
Guys you would not trade. Now, when you hear untouchable, like I'm kind of with Shasky in terms of, boy, we got to define untouchable and be precise about it. Because if we're going to go literal, well, Steph Curry's not untouchable. I mean, if Milwaukee said, we'll give you Giannis for Curry, I think the Warriors would do it. So, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I think we can all agree, Steph Curry right now is untouchable.
Yes.
Okay.
The only one on that team. And I don't like
it. Well, in pods. That's been established.
Now, there you go. But no, that's the only one on the ledger for me.
For the Warriors.
And you know what comes with that?
What?
Well, damn. It might be a little thin around here. How'd the team do last year? Oh, the team with just Curry? The OG? Under the column of untouchable? Okay. How'd they do?
Okay, well.
Playoffs. That matches. That's why I don't like. Like, give me another name on the Warriors. Carter, anybody. Well, who's untouchable?
Okay, since 2022, I'll give you the last 2 years, who's been untouchable? It's been just Curry for the last 2 years, is what I'm saying. Like, this isn't
there
a
was
new...
a time I thought before the pre-punch that Jordan Poole was untouchable.
I mean,
when he inked that deal, I thought he was going to be part of the future, Sonny.
I think Klay and Draymond obviously were untouchable, but Klay became touchable, clearly, and I think Draymond Green...
Poole got touched.
I think Draymond Green could be traded for the right deal.
I'm with you, too.
So I do think it's only Curry, but 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to go through some teams here and get some of your thoughts, but... Give me some players in the Bay that you absolutely wouldn't trade unless it were some kind of deal that were absolutely positively out of this world.
Nick, yeah, oh, go
Carter,
ahead.
Yeah. What's going on?
Don't you feel like they've shown you already that they are not willing to part ways with Draymond? I mean, he's gone through maybe the most tumultuous year of his career at this point. It's only up from here, for God's sake, for him. I just think
Carter,
at this point,
you're fighting a good fight. I don't want to cut you off, but you sound like me every day. But whatever he's done, you got to give him magnum cum laude for making the Warriors believe in him, man.
Wouldn't they have already gotten rid of him at this point?
He would have never got that deal last summer.
No, I think when it comes to Draymond Green, yeah, the Warriors thought he was untouchable 2 years ago. Maybe and last year because they gave him a contract. But I think everything changes. And I think Draymond Green.
I don't have him under untouchable right now, guys.
I don't
guys.
Think the Warriors do either.
Okay. I'm not hating. I just don't feel that right now.
I think.
But you got my point of the exercise.
Yeah. Well, what about this?
The fact that Kurt, the Warriors have one guy and it's the OG is not good. Or am I missing somebody?
Well, I would just say it hasn't been that way for a couple years now on the Warriors. Shasky brought up an interesting name in the crossover. No.
Okay, that was great.
He said, if we're gonna go down this road, let's go down this road. What about Steve Kerr? I think he's untouchable. You're not gonna fire Steve Kerr in the next 2 years.
But you and I have done radio 10-2, thinking it might be coming when he didn't have that contract at an early juncture last year. But he's only got 2 years. But again, he's a top five coach to me. So if I guess I'll call him untouchable.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get fired. I don't think he can do anything to get fired in the next 2 years. I mean, obviously, things change quickly in the NBA, as Steph Curry
said. In this league.
You know, yeah. I think Steve Kerr's untouchable right now. He's got 2 more years left in his deal. He'll finish up, I think, and they won't, and he'll be fine. Yeah.
I hate to agree with Steinmetz.
About the Giants.
Wow, man. I want to put Webb down there. I won't.
Okay.
And Shasky had stole my thunder in regard to the timeline, but it's not about that. It's about how you feel. And Logan Webb's a damn good pitcher, just made his All-Star game, Steiny. But when this team pops again, I just feel like they're a few years away from that happening, and they'll have a new Logan Webb. You'd be like, well, that sounds ludicrous. But my point is, if you could use him to get you a Judge or old Tani or some guy that you thought could get to that status, like a top prospect, I would do it. Because right now, I don't know what they're about to embark on the second half. Hopefully it's a playoff series. But if not, Steiny, I'm thinking about the next chapter of this team, and Ramos would be the only guy. Shasky threw in Bailey. I like Bailey, but he wouldn't be untouchable. Ramos is the only one. Think about that.
I'd put Webb in there. I would. Right. And the reason I put Webb in there is because of one reason and one reason only. All we ever talk about with the Giants is, can they develop anybody? Can we get to know these
Carter
guys?
Carter said what you're about to
can
say.
Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we find a guy the fans can? I mean, Webb's been here, what, 5 years
but
now?
I love that, and I'm asking both of you because Carter said that during the break. But how does that help me on the field about the origin of the player?
Oh, now it doesn't matter
that
the Giants haven't made a connection with their fans because they run players through here every 1 or 2 years. Listen, I'm not saying I wouldn't trade Logan Webb for Aaron Judge. It's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if we're going to list the Giants' most untouchable guys, like Logan Webb to me would be number one because he's a homegrown guy. He's like, you know what? I'm sorry. He's the only Giant that any fan really knows.
Oh.
And that's supposed to be important to this team. They need where are the Posies? Where's the Belts? Where are the Lincecums? Where are the Crawfords? Where are the
Steiny, it sounds like you're making the same argument for trading Steph, though.
Steph's untouchable. He's untouchable. There's degrees to this. But what I'm saying is, if you can get 2 Cy Young winners for one, for Brandon, I'm just saying, of all the Giants, Webb's the last guy I would trade because to me, he's your best pitcher by far, might be your best player, and he's got the longest tenure here to have made some kind of connection with the fans who have been clamoring to have a connection with a player or players since they won titles.
Yeah, and I guess I hope I'm not sounding like I'm down on Webb. I'm not, but Steiny, he's your best pitcher during a dark time. Can't we say it's a dark time right now? You won 107, but it's been a while, you know? And I'm not undermining. Dude was just in the All-Star game yesterday.
I mean, I feel like
Webb, but
I mean, I really feel like
I hope
like
I'm not robbing him of anything.
The word untouchable, I don't want to take it literally because Curry's touchable if you think about it. Of course he is. Somebody wants to go get Steph Curry for a 25-year-old superstar, the Warriors are going to do it. But they're not going to.
Yeah.
But right.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, of all the Giants players, okay, there's nobody untouchable. But to me, the most untouchable would be Logan Webb.
How about on the Niners? Now that's where Bosa.
I'd put McCaffrey first.
Steiny, he's older than Bosa. He's one injury away. He's a running back. He's a couple years from 30.
He's your best player.
I'm not mad at that.
I think if you take Christian McCaffrey off the Niners, they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
I don't believe that. And the reason I don't believe that, if you lose Ayuk, I really don't. But I'll change my tune. But damn it, what has Kyle got to show you? He's taking the team to a Super Bowl with Elijah Mitchell and other guys as their starting running back, Steiny.
So you don't think he's untouchable?
He would be on my list as untouchable. I was just telling you.
He's my number one.
I'm giving Kyle more credit. Okay.
He's my number one guy.
I got Bosa. Forget the order. I got Bosa and McCaffrey. I got Fred Warner on that list.
Well, I got Trent Williams, too.
Trent. Like, I don't want to throw shade at Trent. I just...
He missed three games last year. They lost them all.
Man, that's a fact.
I got Bosa third.
All right.
McCaffrey, Williams, Bosa.
Where's Debo?
I have Purdy fourth. And then I have a tie for fifth, Debo Samuel and Fred Warner.
So no Debo or Ayuk?
No, Ayuk, no. No.
Why are you saying like you don't like him? I mean, he's better.
He's better than what?
Well, him and Debo are so different that exactly. That's what makes him unique in that's this why offense
I like
go.
Yeah, I like Debo more.
No, well, I'm just telling you, the reason I'm bringing that up, be careful what you wish for. If you think Pearsall could come in, we still don't know what's going on with him, but he can be Ayuk. More power to you, Kyle.
And be careful about thinking that Ayuk is so important, the franchise can't go forward without him. Brian and Hayward. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to touch on something. Speaking of untouchable,
yeah.
Goo came up with a real nice one a few minutes ago. He said, Poole got touched. He's right. He got touched.
Yeah,
he got touched. We moved him. We promised our fan base we were going to have a guy exciting enough to carry us over the next few years with Steph. And like you said, after Steph, but look what happened, guys. You know, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm trying to see, you know, how we moved on from that. We got lucky. We got unlucky with Wiseman. We got lucky with Kuminga and Pods and TJD and even Moody. So, you know, you gotta roll with what you got and be careful about who you give up. You know, I don't want to give up Pods. Look at SGA. They gave him up and look where he brought his team, you know? So I'm just saying things like that are kind of like an example for us to consider when we think about moving young players like Kuminga. Dude, I don't want to move Kuminga. I don't want to move Moody either, but realistically, if we put Wiggins and Moody and some other stuff together, we could get something back for him. And I think that's our best move right now. But, Goo, one more time, shout out, line of the day, Pooh got touched. Thanks, guys. Have a
glad
great
you
day.
Liked it, buddy.
I'm sorry.
He liked it.
Yeah, he did.
He looked a couple of times.
He did.
Let me give my love. Stein.
By the way, anybody saying Macklin Celebrini, you're late to the party. That was one of my originals.
Yeah.
And if you really want to get in untouchable, like Victor Wembanyama is untouchable.
No doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the Bay, it's getting real.
And Jonathan
outside
Kuminga.
Of the Niners, it's real. It's getting a little sketchy. We need to add some to the list. Giants and Warriors, I'm talking to you. Now, what if you brought up Purdy? Please help me with this when you and Carter. What if the Warriors' Purdy is Pods?
What if the Warriors' Purdy
They found
Pods.
A diamond that is better than a lot of people thought, and the impact he'll have on his team. Maybe he could be a starter.
That would be great.
Maybe he's an all-star. I'm not robbing that kid of anything, but I get the flip side where the people are pessimistic about please. Watch these people come at Pods now because he hit the scene and they didn't take him serious.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about who in the Bay Area is untouchable or who are the more untouchable players or the most untouchable players. I mean, we saw Joe Montana get traded, so we know that pretty much everybody is untouchable or everybody's pretty much touchable. But we're talking about right now. I think we can all agree that right now, Curry's probably the most untouchable guy in the Bay Area. But what do you guys think at 888?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.